Scott is the director of the National Federation of the Blind Newsline service. He's going to share about that service, and afterward we will have time for questions. We'll have time for people to share experiences. So if you've had experience with Newsline, please share after Scott finishes. Thank you, Scott. Take it away.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Scott White. I am the Director of Sponsored Technology Programs for the National Federation of the Blind. Wanted to cover today, now, of course, NFB Newsline at this moment is not funded in the state of Alaska. And that's one thing that we want to remedy. And we're working on, Bonnie and I, plus others, are working on different funding options to remedy that situation. So what I wanted to do today is give you sort of an understanding of what is available in the NFB Newsline, and then encourage you to go ahead and sign up, because actually, even though the state is not sponsored at the moment, you can still get certain valuable content. So an overview of NFB Newsline. NFB Newsline is an audio information service. We currently have over 500 publications, plus a variety of other information services. We're going to go ahead and start first with what content as far as the publications that you can get on NFB Newsline. So we have what we call several publications groups. The first one I want to talk about is the Associated Press. So you probably have heard the Associated Press articles that are come to newspapers and radio stations. So we can get access to that same information, and we're able to provide that hourly. You also have the ability to access other publications. So if, for example, if you wanted to know about something in California or here in Maryland where I live, you could go to that state's newspapers and pick up that information as well. We have a category called Breaking News Online. This category currently has around 40 publications, and what we've done here is we've tried to go to popular websites, we grab the content, and then we display that on audible terms and also in the other access methods that we have on NFB Newsline. What am I going to find in Breaking News Online? So we have things like ABC News, CBS News, CNN, Fox, NPR. For persons that like Apple devices, we have something called Apple Insider. That's a very popular website, information about all products Apple. We have the same thing for Android devices. It's called Android Central. Sports lovers, we have ESPN Online. Persons that are interested in science, we have something called Science Daily. You're also going to find information from outside of this country. We're going to have things like the BBC and also Sky News. So that was Breaking News Online. We have national newspapers. There's about 13 publications in that category, and you're going to find things like a Wall Street Journal, New York Times, USA Today, Reuters, and we have another wire feed called UPI. Those are the things that you're going to find in the national section. For Spanish speakers, we have 5 publications, and these are mainly going to be publications that are from states like Texas, Florida, and New York. Exciting also today, I found that it looks like one of our other Spanish publications is getting ready to come on, and that's the People magazine in Spanish. So that's going to be a great addition for Spanish speakers. In magazines, we have currently almost 90 of those magazines. I'm going to read a few here. You can get all the information about all these publications on nfbnewsline.org, AARP, the magazine. We have Consumer Reports. Diabetes is the number one cause of blindness. We have Diabetic Living. For science lovers, we have Discover. Subscribers really love cooking, so all recipes, we have that. We have Every Day with Rachel Ray, Smithsonian Magazine. We have, for sports lovers, we have Sporting News. We also have Reader's Digest, something for health news that's been extremely helpful during the season of COVID. WebMD. We have 2 publications from the National Library Service. We have Talking Book Topics and also Braille Book Review. Talking Book Topics, it's going to read the entire synopsis there. You execute the command to go ahead and have it sent to your email address if you use that. And then I know a lot of patrons, they just simply go ahead and forward that to the reader advisor, and that's how they order the book. So it's really convenient with that. So we have international publications. We have 14 of those. These are from different parts of the world. So we have publications from the United Kingdom. We have Japan. We have New Zealand. We have 2 or 3 from Canada, and that's the international publications. We recently added something called Kids Reading Corner. This currently has 4 publications in it. We're just starting off with that. It has one called Stone Soup. Now, Stone Soup is a literary magazine, but the twist here is that it's all written by kids. We have Highlights Magazine, National Geographic for kids, and we finally, in that series, we have Girls Life. So those are the publication groups, just to give you a sampling of that. NFB Newsline has a lot of other informational features to it. One of the extremely, extremely important things that we were able to provide is emergency weather alerts. Okay, so have you ever been watching TV and you hear the beep tones that are on TV, but you have no idea, can't read the scrawl at the bottom of the screen? So, and, you know, I've never been either. Then outside of NFB Newsline, I've never been able to figure a way to be able to get that information directly. So we teamed up with a database provider that we're able to get that information. And this would not be for like any type of man-made situation. But let's say that it's an alert for a snowstorm, anything for like tornadoes, hurricanes, all that stuff, floods. It will have all the emergency weather information there to that weather alert. Also, we have a very detailed 7-day weather forecast. A lot of people that use NFB Newsline really love the TV listings. You can sort of loosely think of this as a TV guide where we're going to have the name of the program, the synopsis. We're going to have the rating. A lot of our parents love that for that particular program. And it's finally going to have if it's audio described. We have retail ads. So blind people need to save money too. So we have retail ads from Target and Walmart. And this is a year-round feature, and this is the exact same information that an individual would get in their Sunday newspaper. Now, coming up in the holiday season here, we're going to be able to, and this is a manual process, so we just offer this during the holiday season. The Target and Walmart, all year long, we work directly with them and get the information directly from their servers. These other ones that we add during the holiday season, we've traditionally added things like Best Buy and Kohl's, Home Depot, Lowe's, things like that. That would be available for all their sales circulars. Okay, so another big component of NFB Newsline is our job listing service. As I was traveling around the country and telling people about NFB Newsline, there were two things that were requested. They wanted grocery ads. We've partially accommodated that, you know, with Target and Walmart. They have some. We continue to try to get other providers of grocery ads to come into the program and give us their information as well. So we have that. Another component people ask for, I need job listings. I need to know what jobs are in my area. Now, this facility allows you to go ahead and narrow your job down, focus down. The databases themselves, we use two engines, CareerBuilder.com, and we also use USA Jobs. When you go in there, you would first start off, you do a one-time setup, and you put in your like zip code. You pick, select a job category that you're looking for. You say, do I want full-time, part-time? We are putting in your like your experience level, education level, I should say. And then finally, you are able to put in a keyword to search for it as well. So, for example, if I was looking for like programming jobs, I could put in a specific programming language and I could search for just jobs that had contained that text phrase. So that's really powerful. There are some other features where you can have the jobs emailed to you if you use email, and you can also get it at the subscriber's request. You can get it sent actually to the counselor that you're working with. Okay, so during this season of COVID, we were able to, you know, I knew people would be very interested in the information surrounding the virus. So what we did is we created a special section under breaking news, and this is basically where we go and search all the up-to-date information from those websites that I mentioned earlier at the beginning, like ABC, CBS, so forth. All that information, we search that every hour, and we put up the new articles that have come up that does match that criteria, information regarding the virus. Now, the next thing that we put up is every election cycle for the president, I put up information. It's very important that everybody vote. So, you know, we put information about this time, of course, we have it about Biden and Trump. We're searching all the newspapers that we have and displaying articles with that information in it. Also, what we've done is we've gone to each one of the candidates' websites and downloaded a lot of information from the website. We have something that we call the Blind Voter Guide, and we've telling people also after you vote, we are collecting data on what your voting experience. So there's information on there about our Blind Voter Survey as well. Okay, so who is eligible for NFB Newsline? It's going to be persons that are blind, low vision, or have a print disability. Now, by print disability, I mean this would also include people that are have mobility impairments. Say that someone that has shaking hands and they're unable to turn the pages in the newspaper, magazine, what have you. They would be qualified for it. We actually use the same criteria as the National Library Service. How can one apply? You can go ahead and apply on our website, nfbnewsline.org. You can go ahead and give us a call, and I'm going to give that number here in a minute. You can also call your cooperating library through the National Library Service. If you're already a patron with the library, they basically have a code that they put into the system that indicates that you want NFB Newsline, and then I get the detailed data download every Friday for that. Okay, our phone number to call is 866-504-7300. That's 866-504-7300. And that is our customer service number. And once you become a subscriber, you know, feel free to call that, and we can answer any questions. We can help you navigate the service if you have issues with that. Of course, we provide a lot of documentation and instructions on how to access the service. And as you, if you're using the phone portion, the telephone portion, then we've actually done like three-way calls for that. Okay. So that's a segue into let's talk about how you can get all this information. Okay, back in 1995 when we started NFB Newsline, the first access method that we had was a touch-tone telephone, which still exists today. It's a very popular method still today. We generally, across the country, do around 32, 33 million minutes a year. Quite popular option. So you can use your standard touch-tone telephone, if you can use your cell phone, what have you, as long as you can connect to the phone network and dial in. I know that there's even people that use the Amazon device or the Google device that which allows, has allowed you to make phone calls for some time, and people would just call on that as well. Okay, so we have an iPhone app. So if you are an iOS user and use something like an iPhone, iPod, iPad, we have an app for that as well. We have Amazon Alexa. I had to make sure I turned her down here. Okay, we have Amazon Alexa skill. So you can get all the publications read to you directly through the speaker, through your smart speaker. For users of a website, we have the content that you can derive through the website as well. If you're a user of a Victor Reader from Humanware, A good while back, they put software on that that talks directly to our servers, and you can get the information for all your publications. Once you do the one-time setup for that, it's as easy as just turning the device on, and it automatically downloads your content. We also work in is, when I was talking about topics and Braille book review, we work in close collaboration with the National Library Service. And their talking book player, their digital talking book player, we have a facility where it, we have a program that you can put on your computer and you can download our information and put it on one of the cartridges, then pop it into the player and it will read it that way as well. Finally, what we have is we have email. Now, I mentioned that you can get articles and things like that sent to you. But what this is the one that is the most equivalent to getting the paper on your doorstep every morning. So after we prepare it, for example, when we get the New York Times, we generally get that around 4:15, between 4:15 and 5 o'clock in the morning. So as soon as we get it and it's on the NFB Newsline system, it is emailed out to the subscribers that have requested that. Okay, so I want to go ahead and share some stories. Now, I hear from just many, many persons around the country from NFB Newsline and how it has dramatically impacted their life. I just went ahead and selected a few here that I'm going to mention to you. I have a business professional that lives in Pennsylvania, and it has helped him just so much in his job because he's been able to help with networking. You know, when you're networking, of course, you want to talk to people, you want to be knowledgeable about world events, events in your community, any type that's going on in your town. It also helps you, you know, with if you're looking for a job. So if you're reading a newspaper and you're in the business section and you say, oh, okay, well, Company X is going to be opening an office here. That means that they're going to need people to work. So that gives you an opportunity to do the exploration there as well. Okay, so for seniors. Have a senior, and one of the things that they love to do is they watch the nightly news. And when they're watching the nightly news, of course, the nightly news, any type of news, they have a very limited time that they can devote to any one subject. So if they hear information about, you know, a particular topic and they want to read more about that in another state, they simply go to that state's newspapers and they will pick up on that information. Students. Of course, for middle and high school, if you're doing any type of current events or any type of assignments, NFP Newsline can be used as a research tool for that purpose. This particular student resides in Georgia, and they're a business major, and one of the requirements is that they need to read the Wall Street Journal. And, you know, before they found NFP Newsline, they basically had to go around to the friends and student special services and get people to read them individual articles. Of course, that took up time, you know, when they went to student special services. They've got many other things that they had to help them read. So now that they found NFP Newsline, they really can go and select their own articles. And they just really say it makes them feel inclusive and like no different than any of the other students that are in the same course of study. Okay. Okay, so we have a person that I heard Dwayne speak about it earlier with the pre-ets category. So this is a transition youth. What they're doing in conjunction with the counselor is they're able to go through and use the job listing service. And they're using it not because they're looking for a job right now, but they're planning for the future. So they're using it for job exploration, and they're going through and identifying, oh, I'd like to do this, and helping them to develop the interest and providing them realistic expectations of what actually requirements, what type of education do I need to get for this particular job? Am I willing to make this type of commitment? You're able to explore all those types of things, and it's really wonderful because the individual can go ahead and do all this research themselves. Now, what I mentioned earlier when I was talking about the job listings at the subscriber's request, when a person goes and says, oh, I want this job listing sent to me via email. They get that sent to them via email, but we also have something called a secondary email address. Now, that secondary email address would receive a copy of that job listing. There's many other things that you can use for email, but with the secondary job listing, the counselor would only get the job listings, nothing else. So if the individual said, oh, I want all these email articles, I want all these email publications, no, they don't get any of that. They only get the things that are related to the job. Now, once an individual gets this job listing email, they can go ahead and we have what we call an apply to link in it. It's, of course, what you're able to hear on the phone from the job listing is what's in the email. But what's different there is it has the apply to link. And if you click on that in the email, it's going to go directly to the application. The job listings at this moment are only available on the telephone, but we're working currently to go ahead and bring it to our iPhone app. So that's going to be a real valuable improvement for that. Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead here now is do some demos. And I think we'll go ahead and dial into the telephone first. So give me a moment for that and bring that up here. And go ahead and log into that.
Orientation locked. Image. Status bar item. Cellular. 3 of 4 bars. FaceTime. Phone. 117 new items. App switcher. NFB News. Phone. Selected. Missed. Edit. Recents. Edit. NFB Newsline. Outgoing. 3 call.
Welcome to NFB Newsline.
Para continuar en español, aprieta 2.
NFB Newsline is provided by the National Federation of the Blind along with state sponsors. To listen to the newest 2020 election materials, including the Blind Voter Survey, please press 1 off the main menu, followed by option 2. To log in as Scott White, press 1. To log in as a different subscriber, press 0.
1.
Welcome, Scott White. Please select from the following options. Main menu to read NFB Newsline news, tutorials, and election 2020 information, press 1. To read your state's information channel, press 2. To read newspapers in your state, press 3. To enter your favorites list, press 4. To read newspapers in a different state, press 5. To read local store circulars, press 6. To read magazines, press 7. For TV listings, press 8. For job listings, press 9. For subscribers control panel, including local phone number lookup and speech control, press 0. Main menu.
Okay, that's going to just repeat into the main menu there. I wanted to give you an opportunity as a sample of the voice there and also to hear different things and how easy it is. We have, as mentioned earlier, we have all kinds of instructional materials that we send you once you become a subscriber, but pretty much tells you pretty much everything you need to do with the individual options. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is we're going to listen to a sample of a newspaper. So I'm going to go into the New York Times. So I'm going to press a series of keys to get there.
To read NFB Newsline News, tutorials, and election, please select from the following regions. To select breaking news online, please select from the following content options. To select the Associated Press National, please select from the following available issues. For the New York Times dated Friday, please select from the following sections, or press 99 for continuous reading. Business, financial debt. In special sections, there are 14 articles in this section. Article 1, Al Ernst, 56, Sarasota, Florida, a funny guy in an unfunny time. What happens when a comic can't get a crowd? Al Ernst, 56, of Sarasota, Florida, is a stand-up comedian and a former Carnival Cruise Line Entertainer of the Year. He lives with his wife, Lori.
Okay, so it started, I went actually to the first section there, and it tells you the section number. I went a little bit faster with that than I normally do, just because we're, you know, because of the time that we have. But anyway, I went ahead on NFB Newsline. We have today's edition of the newspaper, yesterday's edition, and also this past Sunday, if one is published. Now, the reading voice that it's reading, a lot of people like that. A lot of people want that speeded up. So you can go ahead and do that. If you need to, you can go ahead and slow it down. We have several different voices available as well. What you're listening to is our Paul voice that is the more human quality voice that we have. We also have one that is female version of that called Kate. If you've used a computer system, we also have the voice that I really love, because I've been using this for years and just love technology and been using it for years, and that's the eloquent speech voice, like is the default voice in JAWS. So I'm going to go ahead and bring it back up here. Now, all of NFB Newsline is designed so you can go ahead and skip around, find the information that you want very quickly, and then go ahead and exit from the system.
I'm about 40% into my savings now, even with a vaccine. Article 2, Alan Walker, 38, Augusta, Georgia, a waiting game after a dozen years in the military. Alan Walker, 38, joined the... Article 3, Anthony Lucier, 35, by Aaron Kazinitz. I worked really hard...
Okay, so what I was able to do, and what I did there, is press the number 3 on the keypad. Everything is controlled by the keypad when you're calling in via phone. So, now, if I want to go ahead and have that article, if I'm interested in that, could be a recipe, could be something I just want for my personal use, I can go ahead and do a #9, and then that article will be emailed to me if I have access to email. Okay, so let me go ahead and move into the Amazon device that we have. Wake up her here. And what I would say at first is I would say, Alexa, open National Federation.
Welcome to NFB Newsline. Hello, Scott White. What would you like to do?
Read the New York Times.
Reading in New York Times dated October 23, 2020, in the Business Financial Desk section of the New York Times. There are 13 articles in this section. Article 1, a mask mandate is defined in Montana, tugging the fabric of a close-knit toll.
Now, what it's going to do there is it's going to start reading the first article, continue on the second, third, and so forth, and then it will read the next section. But just as with the telephone, we designed it so you can quickly skip around and go ahead and get the information that you want and then disconnect from the service. If I wanted to move to the next article, I would do...
He drinks his coffee and
Alexa,
reads...
Alexa, next.
Article 2. Editor of Michelle Obama's memoir blazes a trail of her own.
And if I wanted to go to the next section, then I could do this as well.
Former publisher of Crown.
Alexa,
is star-
ask National Federation to go to next section.
in the classified section of the New York Times.
Okay, and this has the same functions where I could speed it up, change the voice, slow it down, get the email sent. So what we try to do is carry all the same functions across. Currently, what's available on the Amazon skill is just the publications, but there are plans to go ahead and enhance that, add things like the job listings and also the weather forecast. If you had any words about you wanted to share about NFB Newsline and some of your experiences with it.
Yes. So the first time I used NFB Newsline was in the early 2000s, and I lived in Utah at the time. I had a blind child. The rest of the family loved reading the Sunday paper, and one of the things they liked reading a lot was the Dave Barry articles, and they were so funny. So she and I figured out that we could access that on Newsline. So every Sunday, she was on that phone listening and laughing her head off, and it was so cool. A little bit later, she did use Newsline to find a current event a time or two, and I remember also, it seems like we looked for an article later for some research. I also remember using it to listen to Atlanta Journal-Constitution whenever I would be going places. Granted, this was before cell phones, but the cool thing about it, until I got a cell phone and started trying to read stuff online, I had no idea that I had to double tap the reader mode button at the top there so that you can get the rest of the article. With Newsline, you just don't have the same issues of you're reading along and suddenly clunk, it won't read the rest of the article. So you've got to figure out why. When you're focused on traveling, you have to get in there and turn your rotor and get to heading so you can get to the right article. I love cooking, so I have definitely read the whole Bon Appetit magazine and drooled while I, read articles about different cooking topics. I personally loved having Newsline when it's been available. Those are my comments.
My name is Michael Loff, and I reside in Indiana, and I've used Newsline for probably 20 years. It is invaluable for me. I have a small business. I build websites, and I'm able to use Newsline to find a lot of technology and information articles related to my field of endeavor, staying up on local events through the Evansville Courier newspaper, as well as the publications from Indianapolis. As Bonnie said, it's not like going to a website or looking at it on your phone, and there's all kinds of ads interspersed throughout it, breaking it up. The information is all there. It's called content curation, putting all the relevant information in one place. And I would be lost without Newsline. It is invaluable for me to stay on top of my industry, to quickly get the news information I need. Actually, I get much more information because I don't have to spend all the time searching and searching this website and that publication. It puts it all there for me. So I can't speak highly enough of it. And here's an audio testimony from a gentleman named Tom Torvey.
Hi, this is Tom Torvey. Just wanted to say how much I appreciate Newsline. Gives me the opportunity to read the paper without having to ask someone else to do that. I appreciate the multiple ways to access it by way of the computer, my iPad, my phone, or the Victor Reader Stream. It is so nice to be able to find an article and email it to myself so I can review it at a later date. I just want to say I hope that we can find some way to have the state fund the program. Thank you very much.
I talked about this a little bit, but I want to go ahead and highlight it again. Even though the state is currently not funded now, the majority of the options that I was talking about, the state does have to be funded to get those. Today, you can go ahead and take advantage of certain other publications. In each non-sponsored state, we have a variety of magazines. Remember, I mentioned like the talking book topics. If you're a member of the library, you can go ahead and get access to that on NFB Newsline in a non-sponsored state. You can get access to the Braille Book Review. You also have access to two or three magazines, and also you have access to all the publications of the National Federation of the Blind as well. Obviously, the election is very important to everyone, so that is available. So when I was mentioning about you can see the articles about the different candidates, the information from their website on the policies that they're promoting, all that information is available to you. So I would go ahead and encourage you to, of course, I mentioned the ways that you can apply. since you're at the convention today, either you can, you know, contact Bonnie, email, phone, or you can go ahead and send me an email and give me a call as well. My information again is, for email, is swhite@nfb.org. The phone number to call, my direct line is 410-659-9314. There at the National Federation of Blind, my extension is 2231.
So now we're going to open it up for any other comments that people want to make, questions or experiences with Newsline.
I also used it to find a job listing for an availability at Old National Bank here in Evansville. I have an interview on Monday, so thank you for the job listings, Scott, that you deployed on Newsline.
I had a question for Scott. In being that we live in this, you know, really large state where we're spread out, we have a lot of rural areas, how do you guys typically look at promoting Newsline? Line to those areas that are really difficult to reach?
Remote areas and so forth in Alaska, but there are in other states that we have some of those challenges as well. We've done things with local radio. We've done virtual training events. Actually, the Departments for the Blind and the Talking Book Service, the National Library Service in that particular state, they have helped us as well. So those are some of the ways. Independent living centers, a number of things that already have established networks. We tend to work through them and provide them information, set up training events such as this. So that's the way that we try to get the word out.
Right now, that is one of our challenges as we even look at this, is how to reach people who may need this service in those areas. Would you say that typically if people are receiving something like a talking book service, that they are also a user of something like Newsline in their area where it's available? Do you see those two going hand in hand?
Some do, some don't. Most of the time we work with the Talking Book Library system and they send out information about our service when it's available in an area. That's one way that we additionally get the word out. A person can be subscribed to, you know, patron of the Talking Book Library and a subscriber to NFB Newsline, or we have a number of people that just come to us directly as well. But we feel that in those states that have some type of coordinators that actually work to disseminate the information, we think that everybody needs to know about all services. So what we do is when they subscribe to NFB Newsline, we say, do you know about talking books? Do you know about the vocational rehabilitation program? While we're asking them to help us, we try to help them with us directly as well.
I'm Aubrey again. For me, when I was using Newsline, I didn't really have access to a computer until I was a little older, and I couldn't just pick up a newspaper like my older siblings could. And I wanted to read these things. I wanted to have these opportunities. And so it was really great to be able to just call in and do that. I'm on Facebook. I read news there. I can go online on newspapers' websites. And sure, not all of them are always entirely accessible. There's not any consistency there. And Newsline, you know, is consistent. You're always guaranteed to be able to read these things. And I really want that.
And not only the accessibility, the important, you know, if we have some individuals out there saying, I'm not going to be able to use this, we really go and put the extra effort in to make sure that people are doing it. Either someone will help you nationally, or, like I said, in some states we have someone locally that can do that. But the main thing is that we make sure that you're able to get all information out of the service that you would desire.
A part of my job, when I meet with people for the first time, I try to make sure that they have talking book services. And when anyone does that, then if the state has Newsline, those same people would be asking them about Newsline and sharing the information of how to work it. I sit down with people, pre-pandemic for sure, I would sit down with people and hand them the talking book machine, put it in their lap, and show them how to do it. By the same token, one could dial up Newsline on their phone. Actually, Newsline is on my phone, except for currently the things that Scott talked about. That would be the kind of thing where with a speakerphone, you could demonstrate to a person exactly how they use it. Now, with an older person, it might take a little bit of time, remembering that 3 takes you to newspapers and 5, I think, pauses it, going over it several times. Most people can access what they want to access. And not only that, but people in nursing homes who have they might be able to read talking books, but I talk to people all the time who say, I wish I could keep reading the newspaper. And I don't have any really good answer. With Newsline, particularly if you don't have a lot of use of your hands, you could put on *9 and then be able to listen to your paper. Maybe it's the paper you had when you were living in Seattle, and you could listen to that paper all the way through every single day. Imagine what that would be like.
Go ahead, Freya.
So I completely understand that the format is different and everything, but I had both a question and a comment. One is that some of the content, and it's different format and different people might like it better or less, but some of the content is available through, some of the same content is available through Talking Book. Scott talked about Talking Book Topic, some of the magazines. So I just wanted to let people know that for now that option is available. The other question I had, because I've looked into this, but it's been a little while. When last I checked, there wasn't a lot of Alaskan content. A lot of our newspapers are so small, and our population centers, as was mentioned earlier, are so small. Is there more coverage of Alaska now?
To be honest with you, we haven't put a lot of effort into non-sponsored states because in developing the content, that is, until they become sponsors. What we were going to be able to do once Alaska becomes sponsored is we'll be able to add 2 newspapers. Then that comes in the base price. And then other newspapers the smaller newspapers across the country have been added in a variety of different ways. There are other mechanisms that we could go ahead and use, providing that the publisher is willing to give us the content. There are certain magazines, as you mentioned, that are available through the National Library Service and through NFB Newsline. What we try to do is we're trying to provide people different access. You know, there are individuals that have commented to me that, you know, they love the way that it's presented with the National Library Service. Other individuals have said, I really like the presentation that it's on NFB Newsline. People call and ask me for some magazines, and I said, well, you can get that from it, but I really like it the way it's presented in NFB Newsline. So I think it's all about different strokes for different folks.
And I love Bard too, and it's great to hear MP3s, but the nice thing about reading Newsline is you can, if you're using your phone or your computer, you can stop. You could probably actually, and you're like me and you love recipes, I haven't tried this, but you could select the whole thing, copy it to a Word document. I have probably several thousand recipes that I've copied that way online. I've done it actually from Bookshare cookbooks. Depending on your interests, and I know I'm not the only one in Alaska who likes recipes and cooking. There are just options there that allow you to do what your sighted peers do. So someone who's sighted walks in a grocery store, sees a magazine, a cooking magazine, and says, huh, I'm going to get that one. And they get it. And the options are just boundless. And so we want those same options for blind people wherever they live.
I think when we're talking about the magazines, like, for example, they're in a minority. Most of them are different in nature, and certainly all the newspapers. The National Library Service doesn't offer any newspapers.
No, you're right.
All of that, all the breaking news, all that type of content is 100%. Where the National Library Service does the magazines and does books, what we really try to focus on, the more current the information is what we try to do. I think we accomplish a lot of that.
Deborah Williams. Well, like you, Bonnie, I love collecting recipes. I'm not going to say I love cooking, but I do love collecting recipes. And so I have found that Newsline great, you know, when I used it in Arizona. Also, when I was looking for employment, I just love the job listing. I used to stay on there for like 3 and 4 hours. And you can also save the listings. And I was also working with a job coach. So I was able to pull up the listings for her. And then we would, you know, go through and apply for all these different jobs. So I really, really enjoyed that. I would love to have something like that again.
Scott, a big thank you to you. And thanks for all those who shared. Thank you all for participating with us. Please come back. We'll talk again.
Well, thank you, Bonnie, for having me today.